Salam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. For the last part of the Hikmah 3 of the prized book of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Wal wara'u junna." Al wara is a shield. There are several narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that have described the meaning of the word wara. And also in Hikmah 113 of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Wala wara'a kal wuquf 'inda shubha." No wara is like pausing in time of doubt. Meaning that wara is to stop when we face a doubtful situation. For example, we are invited to a gathering which we are not sure about the legitimacy of it within the perspective of Sharia, where they might commit some forbidden act. Here, wara, if acquired, stops us from attending that kind of gathering. Or we are not sure about the purity of the food, or money, or to eat, or to gain. That is when wara is the right shield to stop us from taking action and putting ourselves in danger. Therefore, in case of facing the enemy, internal or external, the enemy will certainly look for our weaknesses, and if he doesn't find any, he will try to create one. And that is through creating a doubtful and ambiguous situation, so we fall for it. And then the enemy will take control of the situation. But if we shield ourselves with wara, meaning pausing when we face a doubtful and ambiguous situation, then there will not be any situation that the enemy could make us fall for it and get use of it against us. Now, let us have a look at what we have covered about the third hikmah in Nahjul Balagha. We analyze these revolutionary words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in a way that all of it relates to each other. Although at the first glance you might see them as separate pieces of advice, we said these are attributes necessary for people who want to be revolutionary and make changes in their society in order to pave the ground for the realization of Allah's government on earth. First, miserliness is shame, meaning those people that feel and see the problems that today's societies around the world are facing need to be devoted and not be locked in a comfort zone and only think about their own benefits. Second, cowardice is a defect, meaning a revolutionary obviously needs to be courageous and have no fear to fight. Third, poverty disables an intelligent man from arguing his case, meaning a revolutionary has to say the truth. And to be truthful, you need to be independent from wealthy and powerful people. Fourth, a destitute person is a stranger in his own town. This statement refers to the fact that it is not a problem that we have less followers than the wealthy or people in power, because all those followers are after money and power. Therefore, we don't want these kind of people among our followers. Fifth, helplessness is a pest, meaning as a revolutionary, we have to believe in ourselves and never say that we cannot be victorious. However, this confidence should be gained by thinking, planning, acting, and having a strong faith. Sixth, resistance is bravery. This comes down to the fact that a revolutionary must analyze the enemy's weakness and get the fight into the field that he has more resistance than the enemy and fight with clever strategy. Seventh, renouncing dunya is wealth, meaning as revolutionaries, we should not have weaknesses, where weaknesses comes from dependency and attachments. Eighth, wara is a shield. This means that not only should we not have weaknesses, but we must also be careful and aware when it comes to doubtful situations in order to prevent the enemy from creating weaknesses for us by using these doubtful situations. Therefore, be devoted and courageous, Be on the side of truth no matter the circumstances. Do not get discouraged by the enemy's fake greatness. Be confident through thinking, planning, and acting, and most importantly, iman. Fight the enemies with cleverness. Don't be attached to anything except Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't let the enemies weaken you by using doubts and ambiguity. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.